This is a massive issue that has been ongoing now for years and for residents, not only in Bomley, but New Mills, Conwell, Tullygay, continuously out of water. And I mean, this instance occurred occasionally in Bomley in particular. And them residents, this last 2 weeks there, they've been out 5 days each week with no water. This has gone on. Now, I was first made aware of this back in September of last year, and since then, the residents there have been taking records of every day that the water has been out. And since September 2022, the water has been out now 84 times. I mean, and this is absolutely ridiculous. It's shocking. And I mean, these residents are at their wits' end. The same in Tullygay there, and New Mills areas as well. Residents are at their wits' end. No water, little pressure. And, you know, it's just not good enough. And, I mean, I've been making representations here since September and long before it to Irish Water, you know, looking for an upgrade in infrastructure. To have these issues addressed once and for all for these residents. These people's paying their taxes. They're paying their water bills yearly. You know, they're doing everything right, and they deserve to be getting a better service than they're getting at the minute.
And there has been, it seems to be the common theme in the meeting, that no matter what efforts council are making to get in contact with Ishgair, and it can't be achieved.
No, it's absolutely shocking. I mean, every time you've seen my response here to the day at this meeting that I got, is Ishgair have their local email line that you can email to for your queries, and that simply doesn't work. You know, and it's shocking, and I'm absolutely fed up at this stage that you're getting the same response all the time from Irish Water. And I mean, there's only one way to resolve this, and that's get Irish Water around the table. And that's something that I'm pushing hard for. And I won't lie down on this issue until I have Irish Water around the table. And I mean, listen, this coming Thursday at 9:30, we have secured an online meeting with Irish Water, which is welcome. But let me tell you, in my opinion, it's another tick-the-box exercise. Irish Water's going to come on to the meeting. They'll be able to mute us, they'll be able to pause us. They'd be able to dictate the meeting, and that's not the way things should work. At the end of the day, I'm the mayor of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District at the minute, and I want them in front of me here and my colleagues where we can sit down and address these issues. I mean, I mentioned them issues there, and Tullygay and Bomley and New Mills, and I mean, this is far more wider than this. It goes right out to Manor Cunningham, Ross Bracken, Ray Mahey, where I've raised these issues all before. We recently heard of the bus there that has been announced there today and brought forward by Councillor Brogan as well in the tent areas where they've recently had buses. And, you know, the infrastructure's not good enough. The infrastructure needs to be upgraded in all these areas. And, I mean, I stated the other day, you know, it's a mental health issue now at this stage for residents. They're wits' end. Their compliances are breaking down. They're having to spend hard-earned money to fix washing machines, dishwashers. It's actually getting to a stage where they're having to take their children to different areas with facilities to wash, whether that's their parents' house, their friend's house, whatever it may be. And I mean, we're in 2023. This is absolutely shocking, absolutely ridiculous. And the only way to resolve this here for me is to get Irish Water around the table. But I will add, Donna Marie, that our own local authority here, Donegal County Council, our own men within the water system here, I've been in contact with them daily, and they are doing their damnedest to try to resolve this issue. But the elephant in the room is Irish Water. Irish Water is not playing ball, and they have to be held accountable. At the end of the day, this is their baby, and they need to be held responsible for it. And we also, an issue raised as well, is the lack of water pressure. And, you know, I stated the other day, what if there was a merging? What if there's a house fire within these areas? I mean, Tullygay and Bomley and New Mills. The water pressure's not there to feed fire engines. And, I mean, that's something that we can't sit back and wait till it happens. It's too late then. We need this addressed now, once and for all.